Proclamation number 6101 of 7th of November, 1954. Awakening of the Divine Spirit Spark. Every human being carries divinity within himself. In every human being there is a spark of the eternal divinity. And thus every human being is part of God, which can never be separated from God. But it makes a difference whether the human being is conscious of this unity with God or whether he believes himself to be a completely independent individual being which has no connection with the creating power. And this lack of consciousness is a sign of the greatest distance from God. It is a sign of great imperfection, a sign of the spiritual low of the human soul. For it no longer feels the divine strength of love, which, however, flows through it, otherwise the human being would not exist. In such a person the divine spark slumbers in thickest encasement and the soul feels nothing of it because it does not give it the opportunity to express itself. The divine spark, however, is the light that could illuminate the soul. But thus darkness is in it, and spiritual forces make use of this darkness which never affect the soul in a good sense, for they come out of darkness and only seek to intensify the darkness. Nevertheless, this soul's bond with God remains precisely through this divine spark, so that it is possible for the human being as the bearer of the soul to awaken it at any time, which happens when the human being ignites love within himself, when he performs works of unselfish neighborly love and thereby establishes the bond with God. Even if still unconsciously at first, then, therefore, the divine in the human being also awakens to life and becomes effective, then God radiates his strength of love. The divine spark in the human being ignites and enlightens the soul, and it enters a stage of recognition. It sees and hears what it could not hear before because it was dark within it. Every human being can ignite the divine spark in himself precisely through works of love. Then the human being unconsciously turns towards God, and then he can also receive the divine light of love in the completely normal way via the divine spirit. The divine spark which always remains in contact with the Father Spirit from eternity. But since every human being is capable of performing works of love, every human being is also capable of entering into contact with God through his spirit. But whether he is willing to do so is determined by himself. And therefore the spiritual spark, as a part of God, can remain dormant until the end of life. The human being can live according to the body and yet the soul can be dead because it languishes in deepest darkness without strength, because the human being does nothing to give life to the spirit within himself. The connection with God nevertheless remains but ineffective as long as the human being turns away from him through God-opposing behavior. Through a loveless life which leads to ever further distance from God. However, the soul's lack of strength and light is once felt so agonizingly that it strives for a change of its state, yet it can take eternities until it opens itself. Until it consciously establishes the connection with God which, although it was never interrupted, is only effective for the soul when it longingly turns towards God. And this is to happen of its own free will, because the spiritual substance once distanced itself from God of its own free will and therefore will remain in darkness until it strives towards the light again of its own free will. Until it voluntarily returns to God. Amen.